good country music. It's still around. You just have to look for it. And you found it. This is Hurtin' for Real. Thanks for stopping by. Stompin' Tom Connors. He's one of my favorites. And today, because it's Tom's birthday, February 9th, gonna be all songs about Stompin' Tom. Yes, not Stompin' Tom covers, but songs actually about the man himself. And some of these songs you might not have heard before. Heck, some of them I hadn't heard before. Some of these songs are hard to find, yes. However, I got them. And today, we're going to hear something from the Joey Only Outlaw Band. And Wiz Brent. And Mike Plume. And Whiskey Jack. Something from Tim Huss. And lots, lots more. Yeah, these are songs that are all about Stompin' Tom Connors. Let's get started.
I've been all across this country, from the East Coast to the West, and I've been asked about 1,000 times what places I like best. While I've had to base my answers on the friendly people I have found, and if you're inclined to take the time, this is where you'll find my stomping grounds. Just take a little piece of PEI and old Saskatchewan, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, Quebec and Newfoundland, Alberta and Manitoba, Ontario and BC, and you'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. And you'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. Yeah, there was a time with a buddy of mine when a freight train was our abode, and we found people in this here land that would help a guy along the road. Some of them lived in the country, and others lived in town. But these are the people that made me proud to say this is my stomping grounds. Just take a little piece of PEI and old Saskatchewan, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, Quebec and Newfoundland, Alberta and Manitoba, Ontario and BC, and you'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. And you'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. And now you've heard my answer, it's one I hope you'll understand. It's just my way of kind of saying thank you to the people of this land. And it doesn't matter really where you're from, you can spread the word around. Wherever you find a heart that's kind, you're in a part of my stomping grounds. Just take a little piece of PEI and old Saskatchewan, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, Quebec and Newfoundland, Alberta and Manitoba, Ontario and BC, and you'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. And you'll have found the stomping grounds of all my friends and me. Just take a little piece of PEI and old Saskatchewan, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, Quebec and Newfoundland, Alberta and Manitoba.
My stomping grounds. That there, Stompin' Tom Connors, of course. Yes, I'm going to start the show with a Stompin' Tom song, and I think I'll finish with one. And in between, yes, all songs about Stompin' Tom. Yeah, this was a fun show to put together. I did some research. I reached out to some people who knew Stompin' Tom Connors, and they let me know about some songs that were kind of obscure, kind of hard to find, songs that I had never heard before, and they're really interesting. And this one here that I'm going to play is by a group called Whiskey Jack. Now, Whiskey Jack recorded with Stompin' Tom. They toured with Stompin' Tom. They knew him well, and they loved him. And they like to celebrate Stompin' Tom, absolutely. And yeah, more than most. And good on them. In fact, they've got a celebration of Stompin' Tom coming up in a couple of days. It's called the 5th Annual Stompin' Tom Birthday Celebration, Sunday, February the 11th. Oh, I wish I could be there for it. Anyways, just go to whiskeyjackmusic.com and you can find out all about that very fun show. Looks like a hell of a show. Anyways, we're going to hear a song from Whiskey Jack. It's called If Stompin' Tom Was Our National Bird. I guess he'd be a Whiskey Jack, wouldn't he? Here you go, some Whiskey Jack singing about Stompin' Tom on Hurtin' For Real.
If Stompin' Tom was our national bird, I wonder what he'd be. I doubt he'd be a robin or a pretty chickadee. His plumage will be mostly gray with a little touch of black. If Stompin' Tom was our national bird, he'd be Whiskey Jack.
Whiskey Jack.
The Canada Jay. Sassy, smart, and bold.
Whiskey Jack.
The trickster. Mischievous, we're told.
Whiskey Jack.
He's not a snowbird flying south and back. If Stompin' Tom was our national bird, he'd be a Whiskey Jack. If Stompin' Tom was a national bird, he'd stand on guard for thee. And when he sang the alphabet, it's X, Y, Z, not C. He'd swoop down to a logger's camp and grab a little snack. If Stompin' Tom was a national bird, he'd be a Whiskey Jack.
Whiskey Jack.
The Canada Jay, sassy, smart, and bold.
Whiskey Jack.
The trickster. Now Stompin' Tom and Whiskey Jack, they're known from coast to coast. They've been to every camp in town from south to northernmost. One's called a national treasure, one's called Wasaka Jack. If Stompin' Tom was our national bird, he'd be a Whiskey Jack.
Whiskey Jack.
The Canada Jay, sassy, smart, and bold.
Whiskey Jack.
The trickster, mischievous, we're told.
New Brunswick in the year of 1936. He was forced into adoption. No, he never lived like other children did. He used a sub to cross the country. He found himself in North Ontario. Stompin' Tom was broke down in Timmins when he played his first country music show. Tom Connors hitched straight across the country. He went real slow across the plains. He played all
that kind of music that has made the country proud to say his name. 50 years, a country rebel. He sang the songs and tales of Canada. He never tried south of the border. No, he never sang inside America. But he received a couple Junos. Decided that he was sent back because of all the corrupt conduct artists who went down south and never did come back. Tom Connors hitchhiked across the country. He went real slow across the plains. He played all that kind of music that has made the country proud to say his name. Say his name. Across the country, he went real slow across the plains. He played all that kind of music that has made the country proud to say his name. 70 years, more and counting, from 1936 to 2013. Stompin' Tom made his mark forever, the stompin' king of Canadian country history. Out the land, it's undisputed. Stompin' Tom Connors hit the top, way up north, for all the Canucks. The kind of music he began but never stopped. Tom Connors hitchhiked across the country. He went real slow across the plains. He played all the kind of music that has made the country proud to say his name. Tom Connors hitchhiked across the country. He went real slow across the plains. He played all that kind of music that has made the country proud to say his name. That has made the country proud to say his name. That has made the country proud to say his name.
The Stompin' Tom Story, that one's called. Yeah, ooh, that's fun. That is the Joey Only Outlaw Band. They are from right here in BC, and yeah, they are a hoot. If you have a chance to see Joey Only and the Joey Only Outlaw Band perform, yeah, go see them. They are a lot of fun live. And their most recent record, No More Trouble in the Peace, yeah, it's really good. And that song there might be my favorite song written about Stompin' Tom. I just love it. Anyways, thank you. The Joey Only Outlaw Band. Well, like I said, I did a little bit of research trying to find some songs about Stompin' Tom. And I got some help from a guy named Robert Williston. Now, he has a website. He runs a website called citizenfreak.com. And it's kind of the Museum of Canadian Music. And it's a big website, and it's got a whole bunch of Canadian music. Some of it is really hard to find. And you should go check it out. Yeah, it's called citizenfreak.com. He got the name from a Calgary band, the 49th Parallel. They recorded a single called Citizen Freak. Anyways, it's, like I say, a museum devoted to Canadian music, and it's just awesome. Anywho, on it, I discovered a guy by the name of Clompin' Claude. Now, Clompin' Claude, he is from Nova Scotia, Bible Hill, Nova Scotia, to be precise. And back in 73, he put out an album called The Saga of Stompin' Tom's Foot, or What in Hell's a Stompin' Board? And yeah, there's a couple of original songs there. There are some covers as well. And it's kind of a salute to Stompin' Tom Connors. I think I'm going to play What in Hell's a Stompin' Board? Yeah, this one's interesting. Here you go, some Clompin' Claude. on Hurtin' For Real.
I've been and done most everything that this life has to offer. I've been on every type of job of one sort or another. But lately I've been searching for the thing I've yet to see. Well, what in the hell is a stomping board? Won't someone please tell me? I went up to Sudbury on a Saturday night. I asked the people there, but they were all half tight. So I thumbed on down to Tailsonburg, cause I'd heard he'd pulled up stakes. But I asked the people there, they just complained of their backaches. I yelled, what in the hell is a stomping bird? Won't someone please tell me? One day while I was working just outside of Oshawa, I saw a man who was carrying a hammer and a saw. So I rushed right down my ladder and I ran into the street. I was certain of that cowboy had just who it was I'd meet. I yelled, what in the hell is a stomping board? I know you can tell me. Said, mister, my name's Stompin' Tom, and a stomping board you'll see. All you gotta do is come along and just follow me. So we went into his workshop and we made a stomping board. The material we had left over, we decided to make one more. Now I have my stomping board and I hope that you can see. Stomping board, eh? Let me see. I've never seen one of them before. Man, I wish I had one. Where can you get them? Yeah, hard to come by, eh? Wow, you're a pretty lucky guy. I guess the last select few got them, eh? Wow, yeah. Wow, just a real stomping board, eh? Gee, wish I had one. Rage in my red wagon. My autographed picture of Frank Mahovlich.
Stomping Tom, we need ya. We're willing to feed ya if you will move into 24 Sussex Drive. There's an American vulture that's trying to eat our culture, and without you I don't think you can survive. Yes, we need you for Prime Minister. That guy we've got is sinister, cause if you're not American, he's always out of reach. Well, he's gonna sell us out, of that there is no doubt, so he can spend his winters down on Miami Beach. Stompin' Tom, we need ya. We're willing to feed ya if you will move into 24 Sussex Drive. There's an American culture that's trying to eat our culture, and without you I don't think we can survive. Well, you won't sell off our resources or the urine from our horses that they used to make that dirty, rotten Yankee beer. You like ketchup and potatoes, you don't care much for NATO. You're gonna make them get those dirty missiles out of here.
Stompin' Tom, I need ya. We're willing to feed ya if you will move into 24 Sussex Drive. There's an American vulture that's trying to eat our.
Stop that acid rain if you have to stomp a hole in the Oval Office floor.
Stompin' Tom, I need ya. We're willing to feed ya if you will move into 24 Sussex Drive. There's an American vulture that's trying to eat our culture, and without you I don't think we can survive. I said without you I don't think we can survive.
Washboard Hank. Yeah, I love Washboard Hank. He is a hell of a songwriter and a musician, and he's put out some really good records over the years. Yeah, more people need to know about Washboard Hank. That song there, Stompin' Tom for Prime Minister. Yeah, that's a fun one. Thank you, Hank. Well, today on Hurtin' for Real, yes, of course, songs all about Stompin' Tom Connors. And I just found out about a guy named Stu Clayton. He was born in Manitoba, and he put out quite a few records in his time. Yeah, and there were some good ones. He put out an album called Country. Just, that's it, Country. And on it is a song called Ballad of Stompin' Tom. Yeah, I think you'll like this. Something by Stu Clayton on Hurtin' for Real.
From Skinner's Pond in PEI, there came a singing man with an old black hat and a stomping board. He traveled across this land. He didn't go to the USA, he made it here at home, writing songs about this land of ours and the man called Stompin' Tom. Just take a little piece of PEI in old Saskatchewan, but the spot from the bright red mud just keeps a-traveling on. Big Joe Muffer all way down in Ottawa, Muckcock County too, they're all good friends of Stompin' Tom. He'll make them live for you. The tobacco fields of Tillsonburg, Sunbury Saturday night, Algoma Central 69 will get you there all right. The Irish moss in Newfoundland, the Isles of Magdalene, a marketplace consumer, and the good old hockey game. Well, poor old Benny the Bum, tragedy songs, but sometimes Tom would write fun just for fun. A ketchup song, a Luke's guitar, a green, green grass of old. Search far and wide, but I'm sure you'll find there's just one Stompin' Tom. From Skinner's Pond in PEI, there came a singing man with an old black hat and a stomping board. He traveled across this land. Didn't go to the USA, he made it here at home, writing songs about this land of ours, the man called Stompin' Tom. Writing songs about this land of ours, the man called Stompin' Tom.
Toronto with friends of mine, to see some new people and spend some time walking the alleys and sleeping in Sally's and catching the millions that walk and ride. The spaces that come in the afternoon come drifting across the face of the moon. Writing these easy lines, I think that it's time for another tune. It seems like my feelings begin to burn. Oh, Toronto, there's a lot to learn. Toronto, there's so much to learn. Come, now you have sung for me, down the sky from the eastern sea. I sit in the noises and listen for voices, for some kind of friend for your poetry. It seems like my feelings begin to burn. Oh, Toronto, there's a lot to learn. Toronto, there's so much to learn. So when I've gone to the west again, you have departed, some eastern train. Remember Toronto, remember Toronto, where all of our pathways were wet with rain. It seems like my feelings begin to burn. Oh, Toronto, there's a lot to learn. Toronto, there's so much to learn.
Isn't that pretty? Yeah, that is a group called Humphrey and the Dump Trucks. They were from Saskatoon. They were active from 1967 to 1981, and that one there, you kind of have to listen to the lyrics to really see that it's a song about Tom Connors. Yes, it's called Tom's Song. I've never played Humphrey and the Dump Trucks before in my 15 years of doing this show. I'll have to play them again. Yes, thank you, Humphrey and the Dump Trucks. Well, hi there, everyone. My name is Brian. This is Hurtin' for Real. And remember, if you ever want to connect with me, just go to Twitter. Sure, you can go to my Twitter page, I guess you'd say. And it's twitter.com/Hurtin' for Real, something like that. Yeah, just Google Twitter, Hurtin' for Real. You'll find it. Well, putting together this show, I talked to quite a few people, and one of the guys who I talked to first was Tim Huss, and naturally, right? Yeah, Tim Huss, of course, is influenced from or by Stompin' Tom. They have their similarities, I would say, and Tim Huss, well, he got to tour with Stompin' Tom. He was a part of Stompin' Tom's band for a couple of tours, and I remember, right after Stompin' Tom died, I got a chance to talk to Tim Huss at one of his shows here in Kamloops. And, you know, we spent most of the interview talking about Stompin' Tom because he had just passed away. And, yeah, if you have a chance to go see Tim's show, either to hear Tim sing his own songs, or if you have a chance to see one of the shows where Tim pays tribute to Stompin' Tom, go do it, because, yeah, Tim is one of the finest storytellers around these days. So there. And Tim, on his first record, put out a song called Man in the Black Hat. Wait a minute, it's called Man with the Black Hat. Yeah, get it right, Brian. And this here is a beautiful tribute. I remember when I saw Stompin' Tom here in Kamloops, Tim played this song, and yeah, just brought the house down. Here you go, some Tim Huss on Hurtin' for Real.
Here's a song about a man I think you all know. He plays a Canadian country music show. A man of the land from east to west. He wears a red maple leaf pinned to his vest. From PEI, where the potatoes grow, to the tobacco fields of Ontario. Saturday night in Sudbury Town, and how the bridge came tumbling down. With the sawdust flying, oh my lord, he stomps his boot on the stomping board. He sings about Canada, he sings it like that, and he always wears a big black cowboy hat. Born in St. John, New Brunswick, life was tough and he grew up quick. At 15 he hit the road for good, hitchhiking with his buddy Steve Foote. Down the highway with an old guitar, riding a freight train on a cattle car, singing songs of the people and the places found, and he called them all my stomping grounds. With the sawdust flying, oh my lord, he stomps his boot on the stomping board. He sings about Canada, he sings it like that, and he always wears a big black cowboy hat. Thirteen years down the road, he flew into Timmins, Ontario. Busted and broke, not feeling too well, he got a job singing at the Maple Leaf Hotel. Soon his voice was on the radio, when he was playing the horseshoe down in Toronto. He became a star, a one of a kind, through the mountains and the prairies and the Maritimes. with the sawdust flying. Oh my lord, he stomps his boot on the stomping board. He sings about Canada, he sings it like that, and he always wears a big black cowboy hat. He told of the people and the songs he wrote, and the mines and the farms and the camps and the coal boats. Red River Jane and the Moon Man Newfie, Big Joe Muffer on Muktuk Annie. He stood up tall and he made a stand, and he said, I'm proud to be Canadian. So here's to Bud the Spud and the hockey song, and here's to you, Stompin' Tom. With the sawdust flying, oh my lord, he stomps his boot on the stomping board. He sings about Canada, he sings it like that, and he always wears a big black cowboy hat.
Now we have Stompin' Tom Connor from Skinner's Pond, Prince Edward Island.
From St. John, New Brunswick, that's Ned Landry. Yes, he's a fiddler, no kidding. And that song there, it's simply called Stompin' Tom Connors. Yeah, some of these songs I'm playing today go really in-depth, you know, with the lyrics into Stompin' Tom's life, and some don't, and that's okay. Yeah, that one there, yeah, I got a real image of Stompin' Tom when I heard that one. Yeah, good stuff there from Ned Landry. Another song that I found was from Al Tuck. Now, Al Tuck is from Halifax. His approach to this song is a little different. It's called StompinTomConnors.com. And yes, it talks about the life of Stompin' Tom, and then it says where you can find out all about Stompin' Tom. Sure, why not? Yeah, go to StompinTomConnors.com. You can find out all about Stompin' Tom's life and music, and it's worth a visit. Anywho, this one here I like. It's a little different. Some Al Tuck on Hurtin' for Real.
About your great Canadians, I don't imagine you'd be talking too long before you talk about the great Tom Connors, better known as Stompin' Tom. He's a legend living on. Come a ways from his old notes, but I learned they couldn't keep him up at Skinner's Pond. From Bonavista Vista to Tuck-Tuck-Tuck, he spun the peaceful songs, and someone spun one for your tongue. When you talk about your humble beginnings, where he was born back in old St. John. But life's a game that lasts 9 innings, it ain't over till they're gone. Connors came from behind and won. To find out where he'd be playing, go get your laptop, baby, log on to StompatomConnors.com. StompatomConnors.com. With a board that he kicked and a pen and a pick in the mood he to travel this land, with a beer and a smoke talking to the folk, he could have won in either hand. He was everywhere in demand. His records, you know, what all the listeners wish they could hear. Somebody sing about where they come from. It was a radical idea. You wonder what they had to fear. I got to find out where he'd be playing. Go get your laptop, baby, log on to StompatomConnors.com. StompatomConnors.com. About it in the Connors tone. Before the fame, he was a drifter, a natural born rolling stone, with all of Canada his home. So if you're talking to a great Canadian, you could be talking to Stompin' Tom. And if you're not too sure what to say to him, just say, I'll be moving on. I'm going to miss you when I'm gone. I got to find out where he'd be playing. Go get your laptop, baby, log on to StompatomConnors.com. 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 StompatomConnors.com.
Outcast and the stray, the skid row bum in the cold doorway, the down and outer on the road, the farmer laden with his load, and he's the jack of many trades, the man who calls a spade a friend of kings and a country star, with a cowboy hat and an old guitar. And he gave this land a song, the kind we all can sing along. So here's to you, Stompin' Tom, 'cause you're the man. God's truth square in the eye, where the wheat fields wave and the salmon run, where a strong man sweats neath the blazing sun. They speak with pride, a of the things he done, and teach their children the songs he sung. And he gave this land a song, the kind we all can sing along. He knows that right sometimes is wrong, 'cause he's the man from Skinner's Pond. Skinner's Pond.
There is a guy who knew Stompin' Tom. Yes, he was close with him for many years, and you should check him out. His name is Wiz Bryant. Yes, Wiz, W-I-Z Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T. And that track there, The Man from Skinner's Pond. Yeah, good song there about Stompin' Tom. Just go to wanderingcanada.com. You can find out all about Wiz and his music. And yeah, that's another guy who I talked to who knew Stompin' Tom. And yeah, thank you to all of you who helped to put my show together and give me ideas for this show. You know, I kind of think that all the songs that are played here would make a good tribute record. And I know there have been, you know, tribute records to Stompin' Tom in the past, but I think it's time for another one. And if you put together a whole bunch of songs about Stompin' Tom, it might be a little different than just, you know, cover songs. Although cover songs are good too, right? Well, another guy who wrote a song about Stompin' Tom Connors is Fred Dixon. And one interesting thing about Fred is he put together the soundtrack for a film about Stompin' Tom Connors. It was called Across This Land. And on it is a song called The Ballad of Stompin' Tom Connors. Yeah, there's a few songs I've played today called The Ballad of Stompin' Tom Connors, and they're different. Anyways, I think you'll like this. Some Fred Dixon on Hurtin' for Real.
Now here's a story that I'd like to tell about a poor country boy that sure done well. Never once did his hat band swell. My man is Stompin' Tom Connors. Well, he left his home at the age of 13, a tall lanky kid like a long string bean. Holes in his pockets and holes in his socks, took on a job at the waterfront docks. Now Tom wasn't much to staying around or settling down any one town, 'cause the whole of Canada was his stomping ground. By golly, he wanted to see it. With his buddy Steve Foot and his guitar in hand, he thumbed his way across this land, riding the rails and hitching them trucks, living kind of lean on a lot of good luck. Then one day back in 64, he got stuck in Timmins with the wolf at his door. Stopped at the Maple Leaf for three or four. Had 35 cents, but needed 5 cents more. Well, the barman looked Tom's guitar, and he could tell by their looks they traveled far. Said with a smile, I set the beer in the bar, you play me a couple of songs. Well, the boss, he liked Tom was singing, and the people and money that Tom was bringing. Tom stayed on and on and on, not bad for a country singer. stomping board. He's played them all from the Horseshoe Tavern down to Massey Hall. And he might be coming your way this fall, and I sure hope that you don't miss him. So when you're driving or listening to your radio, hear songs like Bud the Spudder, Muffaro Joe. There's songs about Canada that are on the go, and they're sung by Stompin' Tom Connors. So I wish him well, and I wish him the best, for he's paid his dues more times than the rest. He's a hell of a man, he stood the test, he's my good friend, Stompin' Tom Connors. So I wish him well, I wish him the best, for he's paid his dues more times than the rest. He's a hell of a man, he stood the test, he's my good friend, Stompin' Tom Connors. Tom Connors. Tom Connors. Tom Connors. Tom Connors.
So long, Stompin' Tom, I can't believe you're gone. So long, Stompin' Tom, but at least we've got your songs. Like Bud the Spud from the Bright Red Mud and the Gumboot Cloggeroo. So long, Stompin' Tom, may God take care of you. Me and my wife and kids, we all sing along. Driving around Moncton Town, singing the hockey song. We were tooting at it, and we was at it until it, until we tuned our attitude in. So long, Stompin' Tom, until we meet again. Well, so long, Stompin' Tom, I can't believe you're gone. So long, Stompin' Tom, but at least we've got your songs. Like Margo's got the cargo bay and the old muckaluck shoe. So long, Stompin' Tom, may God take care of you. So many people I've not met, but yet I know by name. Like poor old Ben down in the pen and that gal Red River Jane. Or Potato and Tomato driving the Windsor in their car. And see walking past the pawn shop is Luke with his guitar. Well, so long, Stompin' Tom, I can't believe you're gone. So long, Stompin' Tom, but at least we've got your songs. Like the TTC Skedaddler and Goodbye Rubberhead too. So long, Stompin' Tom, may God take care of you. Well, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they're all hanging on every word. While you're singing songs of Saskatchewan and tobacco from Tillsonburg, a million drunken angels are singing with you tonight. And when you see my mom down in the front row, could you tell her I'm doing all right? And so long, Stompin' Tom, I can't believe you're gone. So long, Stompin' Tom, but at least we've got your songs. Like Big Joe Muffaro and Sudbury Saturday night. So long, Stompin' Tom, may you rest in peace tonight. So long, Stompin' Tom, may you rest in peace tonight.
Mike Plume is his name. Yes, P-L-U-M-E. Mike Plume. He is a very talented songwriter. And that song there, oh, that's just fine. That is So Long, Stompin' Tom. And yes, that song was played by Mike at Tom's Celebration of Life. And yeah, what a fitting and wonderful song that is. Absolutely. Oh, by the way, Mike has a new record coming out. Yeah, if you go to his website, you'll find out some information on it. It's not out yet, but it's coming. So anyways, good stuff there from Mike Plume. Well, that is just about it for me. Thank you for stopping by, everyone. My name is Brian. My show is Hurtin' For Real. Remember my website, of course, you know, it's at hurtinforreal.com. And my Twitter, at hurtinforreal. That's how you can get a hold of me. And remember, I'll be back next week with more country music, great country music you don't hear near enough. I think next week we'll do all songs about the color blue. Yes, so a theme show about some blue stuff next week on Hurtin' for Real. Well, one more song. Before I get to it, I want to say a few thank yous. Yes, thank you to Tim Huss. Yes, Tim let me know about a few songs that would certainly fit this show, and yeah, they were all here, so thank you, Tim. Also, thank you to Duncan Fremlin. Yes, he is a member of Whiskey Jack, the band. They're just fine. Go to whiskeyjackmusic.com. You can find out all about them. And also, Robert Williston. He runs the website citizenfreak.com. It's a museum of country music. And yeah, check that out. It's a wonderful resource. So thank you, Robert. And it was nice talking to you, Wiz Bryant. Yes, I hope to talk to you again in the future. Yeah, so many people who knew Stompin' Tom and loved him. And my last song is one by Stompin' Tom. And when Tom came to Kamloops, he played this song, and it's called The Ballad of Stompin' Tom, and it's all about Stompin' Tom's life. It's just beautiful, and Stompin' Tom, we miss you. Yes, there will never be another Stompin' Tom. All right, that's it for me. My name is Brian. My show is Hurtin' for Real, and we'll visit next week. We'll see you then.
I was born in old St. John, New Brunswick by the sea. Back in 1936, it was just my mom and me. And as she wandered through the land, shunned by family, she often had to beg for bread while I was only three. She taught me to hitchhike and to face the road alone, and sing about what life was like for those that had no home. Holy, holy, holy. Well, I turned 4 in Halifax, 5 in Montreal, and every small town in between, by 6 I knew them all. And when the long road took us back to St. John, Mama cried. That night the strong arm of the law tore me from her side. And they made me an orphan and taught me not to roam, just cry myself to sleep at night and not be a rolling stone. Holy, holy, holy. By the time that I turned 8, they said that I was cured. Cured from all that wanderlust to which I had been lured. And just in case my mum would try to find out where I'd gone, they shipped me off to PEI to a farm in Skinner's Pond. And though I love the country, I call this island home. I'd sing about what life was like with a mother's love unknown. Holy, holy, holy. When I was 13 years of age, I couldn't take no more. I ran away from home one day and left my island shore. And while the Mounties everywhere were looking for their men, on a merchant ship from old St. John, I sailed for Newfoundland. And away out on the Grand Banks, the truth came like a knife. A drifter I would always be upon the roads of life. Oodily, holy, holy. Before the age of 17, I seen this country wide. An old guitar I'd gladly play, and I'd thank you for the ride. And many a conversation's had through my journey long, they wound up in my repertoire of Canadian country songs. And everywhere I traveled, I dreamed along the way, God might make this vagabond a country star someday. Holy, holy, holy. Then one night in Timmins Town, North Ontario, They said, if you can sing, we'll keep you around for a week or so. I packed the place for 14 months, and before they let me go, I'm driving a car, I got a new guitar, and I'm singing on the radio. From there, this old hitchhiker, he was on his road to fame, with Bud the Spud from the bright red mud and the good old hockey game. Hoodlee, hoodlee, hoodlee. Then came Sudbury Saturday night at the Gumboot Clogaroo. They made me the chairman of the board till I stomped the whole right through. And like old Luke with his old guitar, my song wasn't over yet, till I sang the ode that I wrote for the road and the mum that I can't forget. And when the party was over, I began to write this song. And tonight you've heard me sing the words to the ballad of Stompin' Tom. Tonight you've heard me sing the words to the ballad of Stompin' Tom. Oodle-dee, oodle-dee.